This is NPR News. It's All Things Considered. Attorneys in the case of a former police officer accused of killing a Minneapolis woman gave some clues on how they'll try to convict or defend Mohamed Noor. Today was the filing deadline for pretrial motions. Noor is set to go on trial in April for shooting and killing 40-year-old Australian native Justine Ruschek in 2017. Our reporter John Collins has been following the case, and he joins me in the studio now with an update. Hi, John.
Hi, Stephen.
Remind us what happened the night that Noor shot Ruschek.
Justine Ruschek had called 911 to report what she thought was a woman being assaulted, and she was waiting in the alley behind her home in southwest Minneapolis for the police to get there. Police officers Mohamed Noor and his partner responded. They drove through and stopped at the end of the alley. Noor was in the passenger seat, and previous documents tell us that there was some sort of thump on the car. Noor fired one time through the open driver's side window. Ruschek was shot once in the abdomen. The officers got out to give her aid, but she died. Noor says that he fired his weapon because he thought he and his partner were in danger.
Do the documents filed today tell us anything we didn't know so far?
Right now, the prosecutors and defense are going back and forth on what should be admissible at court. A filing by the prosecution is asking the judge to admit evidence from a 911 call earlier in the day. So not the call Ruschek made. And this is the first time that we've heard that Noor and his partner had been in Ruschek's neighborhood less than 2 hours before the shooting. The filing says officers were just 140 feet from Ruschek's alley. So we have a little better idea of what Noor was doing earlier on July 15.
John, was that first 911 call related to the call that Justine Ruschek made?
We don't know that yet. A 911 caller shortly after 9 p.m. reported an elderly woman who appeared to be lost or have dementia. Noor and his partner took that call, but they said they couldn't find the woman. They went back to the precinct for their dinner break at 10 p.m. And at about 11:30, Ruschek called 911 to report that a woman sounded like she was being assaulted. And according to the motion, Noor's partner has said that he did not connect the two 911 calls, even though they were so close together and had similar details.
What do we think prosecutors are trying to prove by admitting that earlier 911 call?
They say outright that Noor's behavior in both 911 calls shows that he was indifferent to citizens and had a disregard for public safety. They also want to admit other incidents, like one where they say he pointed a gun at a driver's head without cause, and another where they say he told a 911 caller that he would search for a burglary suspect and then just left without doing it. So all these incidents are kind of painting a picture of the sort of officer they're saying Noor was.
So did the defense file motions today as well?
The main thing the defense is asking for is what's called severance. It's a kind of complicated legal term, but they want the second-degree murder charge against him severed from the third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter charges. And they're arguing that each charge requires competing defenses. So, for example, if the defense argues that Noor did not intend to kill Ruschek, which would protect him against the more serious charge, that still leaves him exposed on the third-degree murder charge, which says that he acted recklessly. So, in effect, by arguing successfully against one charge, he could undermine himself on another charge. And if the judge grants this motion, it could mean another trial for the separated charge. I talked with a defense attorney not connected to the Noor case who says this is an unusual tactic.
When will we know what the judge decides to do about these motions?
So the parties are going to go back and forth on these motions for the next couple of weeks. Noor's next appearance in court will be March 1st. We should get final answers on the motions then, and his trial is scheduled to start a month after.
All right, John Collins, thanks for the update.
Thank you.